Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Europe is preparing for a new wave of refugees as word filters back to others that the passage through Hungary is now easier. Over the weekend, Hungary decided to allow thousands of refugees who have been stranded in Budapest to travel by train to the Austrian border. Many of them had reached Germany by early today. Former British Labour Party leader David Miliband is now head of the International Rescue Committee. Speaking on American television, he urged the U.S. to take in more refugees than the 1,400 it's allowed in since the Syrian war began in 2011.
The UN has said that by the end of 2016, 130,000 Syrians need to be resettled around the world, and that's why the 65,000 figure is the one for the U.S. to continue to show the kind of leadership that it has over the decades.
White House spokesperson Josh Earnest.
The United States has provided more than $4 billion in humanitarian assistance to those affected by the conflict in Syria since 2011. That's a substantial commitment and certainly more than any other country.
Earnest said the U.S. also supports the efforts by the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees to meet the urgent humanitarian needs of Syrians fleeing the civil war. Kurdish militants attacked a convoy of Turkish troops on Sunday near the borders with Iran and Iraq, putting hopes for peace even further out of reach. 15 soldiers were killed. The Kurds are fighting for more autonomy in southern Turkey and northern Iraq. Tunisian authorities warned Sunday of possible car bomb attacks in the capital, Tunis, after receiving intelligence reports about potential attacks. The country's state-run news agency says unidentified militants were planning to attack sensitive sites. This is VOA News. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar told VOA on Sunday his forces are preparing to ratify last month's peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 2 years of conflict with the government of President Salva Kiir.
My team will ratify this most likely on the 8th of this month in 3 days' time. And the ceasefire has not been holding, as you know. So we need the ceasefire to hold first and a workshop conducted for the permanent ceasefire and security arrangements. Then after that, we can kick off the second phase of forming the transitional government of national unity.
Machar insists his government continues to break a ceasefire that is part of the regionally mediated deal. He says he has protested the violations to IGAD, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, which helped arrange the agreement. President Kiir has said his government is committed to the ceasefire and accused rebels of violating the truce. Guatemalans voted in general election Sunday in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. Sunday's presidential, congressional, and municipal elections are for 4-year terms to begin in 2016. Until then, former Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will lead the Guatemala. Perez Molina said in court he is innocent of accusations that he accepted $800,000 in an alleged bribery ring. An independent report issued on Sunday dismantles the Mexican government's investigation into last year's disappearance of 43 teachers' college students. It asserts the funeral pyre in which the attorney general said they were burned beyond identification simply never happened. While the government said the September 26 attack was a case of mistaken identity, the report said it's likely that the students interfered with a drug shipment while hijacking buses to go to a demonstration.
No había confusión sobre la identidad.
Carlos Martín Butterstein, a member of the group responsible for the report, says there was no confusion about the identity of the students. The report means that nearly a year after the disappearance, the fate of the 42 students remains a mystery. Representatives from North and South Korea began talks today aimed at resuming the reunion of families separated over 60 years by the Korean War. Red Cross officials from both Seoul and Pyongyang sat down for those discussions at the Truce Village in Panmunjom to discuss where and when to hold the latest round of reunions, which last occurred in February of 2014. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.